Lord, today I want to experience you.
翻成台语，所以我们弟兄姐妹如果需要华语翻译的，请你举手，我们影音室同工会给你耳机。
Otherwise, I trust that you understand between English and Taiwanese.
那今天的讲道就是用英文翻成台语。
Today, the message is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verse 36 to 50.
今天牧师的信息是对《路加福音》第七章36节到50节。
In order to save time, we're going to read the scripture once only in Taiwanese.
因为时间的关系，咱就要干那用台语来念圣经。
I will announce the verse numbers, and then you can enjoy the wonderful reading of a beautiful Taiwanese by our elder, and then we'll go along from verse 36 to 50.
你念台语的时候，牧师会讲经节，所以讲英文的兄弟姊妹，请咱看圣经。
Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
路加福音第七章36节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣甲伊食饭，耶稣就到迄个法利赛人的厝里去坐席。
37.
这个城里有一个查某人是罪人，知影耶稣伫法利赛人的厝坐席。就拿着底香膏的玉盘
38
站在耶稣的后面挖进他的脚在那靠目屎滴下来滴淡耶稣的脚就用自己的头毛给切打又连连浸用他的嘴来浸他的脚又把香膏抹在他的脚
39
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这个事情心里就说这个人若是先知的确知道蒙的是什么人是一个什么样的女人乃是一个罪人
40
耶稣对伊讲：“西门，我有一句话要甲你讲。”西门讲：“先生，请讲。
”41。
耶稣讲：“有一个借主，有两个人欠伊借，一个欠50两银，一个欠5两银。
”42。
因为因两个拢无亏待同行，迄、那个借主就亏恩变了因两个人的债。迄两个人，你想倒一个较疼伊呢
？43。
西门讲：“我想是迄个得到较济稳定、下面较济的人。”耶稣讲：“你的判断无唔对。
”44。
对安尼，我过来对迄个妇人人，佮对西门讲：“你看这个妇人人嘛，我入来你的厝，你无用水甲我洗脚，但是这个妇人人用目屎滴在我的脚，佮用头毛擦打。
”45。
你无甲我浸水，但是这个查某人对我入来开始就一直用嘴浸我的脚。
46。
你无用油抹我的头。但是这个妇人人用香膏抹我的脚。
47。
所以我跟你讲，伊遮多的罪拢得到赦免了，因为伊的疼多。但是迄个赦免少的人，伊的疼就少。
48。
对安尼，对迄个妇人人讲，你的罪赦免了。
49。
当时的人心内讲，这是什么人，竟然赦免人的罪呢
？50。
耶稣对迄个妇人人讲，你的神救了你，平平安安的回去嘛。
Let us pray。
咱做伙来祈祷。
Father, we understand that there are so many different languages presented in this congregation. But there's one thing in common, that is the heart of thanksgiving that we bring before you. And we trust that, Lord, your Spirit overrides all obstacles, and we pray that your Spirit guide us into true worship before you.
我知你的圣灵会当带我赢过所有的阻碍，我会当单一的心在这敬拜。
Pray that Lord help us to understand your heart。
主啊，恳求你帮助我会当在你的心。
And help us to well up from our inside the heart of thanksgiving。
我的心会当有充满感恩。
In the name of Jesus Christ，
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
，We pray。
我祈祷。
Amen。
Amen。
We know Thanksgiving holiday is coming。
感恩节对不搞
？What is in your mind？
咱想着感恩节时，咱的心内在想什么
？When you come to the Thanksgiving season, many of us we think about turkey.
真侪人想着感恩节，就想着火鸡
，pumpkin pie，
想着金瓜的派
，lots of food，
真侪好食的物件
，and many sets of ever shrinking in size the clothings.
啊，看咱的衫，敢那愈来愈细呢
？And then if youAdd on to the Christmas season, especially the Christmas season that you have to purchase so many gifts from your family members and friends.
又想着刷落去，就是圣诞节。圣诞节时，咱就是要为着这件代志操烦，买，或者亲人迄个朋友。
And then especially the credit card debt after the Christmas.
咱的信用卡敢那愈来愈薄。
And then I think the wonderful season becomes an experience of headache and depression.
这个真欢喜感恩的过节，过节期，敢那变作一个真头壳疼，也是予咱真郁卒的代志。
As a matter of fact, many doctors they treat people with a heavy depression of the Christmas season.
有真济医生看的患者，就是因为这个圣诞节期所带来郁卒。
How could a season that's supposed to be joyful and thanksgiving become a season that is a headache and depressed?
像那一个感恩会当真应该是真喜乐的节期，变作予人会真头壳疼、真郁卒的节期呢？
And how can we return a heart of thanksgiving into this special occasion?
咱要来当恢复倒转去迄个感恩的心呢？
I think this is what we can learn from today's passage in Luke chapter 7, verse 36-50. In this story, we see two dramatic different kinds of people. One is very respectful and very good person in the community, yet he is not that happy.
一个是伫因个社会内面真受人敬重、真有地位个好个人，但是伊真无快乐。
His name is Simon the Pharisee.
伊就是法利赛人西门。
And the other one is a very bad woman. The Bible tells us she is a sinful woman, and then most likely she was a prostitute.
另外一个是一个歹个查某人，是一个罪真重啊。有可能是一个记录。
And very interestingly, I don't know whether the Bible is out of protection of privacy or something. That her name was not even mentioned.
圣经内边并无提起这查某人的名，唔知是为了要保护伊，还是虾米无看重伊，伊的名无被提起。
But she is extremely thankful.
但是伊的心充满感谢。
And how is it that these two different type of persons could be so different in their attitude.
这两个接不同款的人，是他们心内的态度会接不同款。
You know, Simon, he was respected because we know he was a Pharisee.
西门真受敬重，因为伊是一个法利赛人。
And in the local community, he likes to patronize, invite those people who are well known to his family, to his house for dinner.
在那社会里面，伊真爱来邀请。真爱来含这个有出名的人来交陪，邀请来因厝食饭。
And that's probably why Jesus, this well-known rabbi, this well-known teacher, was invited to his home.
因为耶稣在迄时阵已经不只出名，所以西门邀请伊来耶稣。
In that time, rich people like Simon, their house might have a central courtyard in the middle of their house.
在迄个时代，亲像西门安尼算真有钱的人，耶稣可能一个。
Might be a garden with a fountain there.
有可能有花园，有喷水池。
And during the good weather, the rich people they eat their dinner in the courtyard.
在好天的时，因咧请人家，有可能是伫咧中庭顶面摆桌。
And then they will set up a table, but there's no chairs.
因咧摆桌顶，但是无椅啊。
Then the guests that's been invited to the dinner, they will recline at the table with their left elbow and their right arm is free to, take food.
所以，受邀请的人客就坐伫涂骹，身躯歪伫桌边，桌手跨伫咧桌顶，正手会当食物件。
And their feet is stretched out away from the table.
So in the
for dinner, the community, the people from the community are free to come in.
当这两笔就是因的先生，那受邀请来食饭的时。因遐厝边的人就会当自由来到因的四周围
，so that they may enjoy the words of wisdom from the lips of a famous rabbi.
所以因能听到这个列比所讲的有智慧的话。
And that is probably why this sinful woman, after she learned that Jesus was coming to Simon's house, she could come into the place, and then she could stand by the feet of Jesus.
所以因为可能是安尼，这个福音人才会当入来西门的厝，也会当徛伫遐近靠近耶稣的脚边。
The Bible tells us that this woman is called a sinful woman.
圣经里面讲这个是一个罪的妇人。
Who had lived a sinful life.
她过在罪里面生活。
Yet she came prepared.
但是她来是有准备。
She brought with her an alabaster jar of perfume.
她带了一罐一个玉盘的香膏。
This alabaster jar itself is an expensive small a veil, and then it has to be broken in order for the perfume to come out.
这玉盘是珍贵的物件，啊，管那个盘要拍破，才让香膏流出来。
So we understand the perfume has to be more expensive than the veil itself.
所以咱知影香膏本身已经比那个玉盘更有价值。
And she probably intended to pour the perfume on the head of Jesus.
我想伊大概想要将这香膏来抹在耶稣的头壳顶。
But as she came close to the Lord, I think the holiness of the Lord, the love of the Lord, and the grace of the Lord truly moved her heart that she could not keep but crying.
当伊靠近耶稣的时，伊耶稣的圣洁、耶稣的疼，真正让伊大大的心内激动，伊一直哭，袂禁的一直哭。
And her tears wet the feet of Jesus.
伊目屎滴落来，滴在耶稣的脚。
At this moment, contrary to the Jewish tradition, she unbound her hair and used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus.
叫犹太人风俗，查某人伫公众的面前是袂使将白鹤头毛放落来，但是这个妇人人将伊头毛放落来来擦打耶稣的脚。
And then, as nobody was there, she bent down and kissed the feet of Jesus.
伊压落来浸耶稣的脚，敢那四边无管四边的人安那看安那想。
And then.She decided that it is not fit for her to anoint the perfume on the head of Jesus, and so instead she poured the perfume on the feet of Jesus.
伊感觉伊未配哩，甲耶稣用将香膏抹哩耶稣的头壳顶，所以将香膏抹哩耶稣的脚。
At this moment, Simon could take it no longer.
伫迄个时间，这西门心内实在是真未自在。
He said in his own mind.This rabbi could not be a real prophet as people said he is.
So he 心内家己咧讲，这个人，这个老师，这个列比，唔是亲像人所想的，是一个先知。
If he is a prophet, he would have known that this woman is a sinner.
伊若是一个先知，伊应该就知影这个查某人是一个罪人。
Does Jesus know who she is?
耶稣敢知影这个查某人是虾米人？
Not only Jesus knew that she was a sinner, but also Jesus knew what was going on in the heart of Simon.
耶稣不但知影这妇人人是甚么款的妇人人，耶稣嘛知影西门心内咧想甚么。
Therefore, Jesus gave Simon a scenario.
所以耶稣甲西门安尼讲
，He said, two men were forgiven their debt by their money lenders.
所以讲。有两个人，因欠的债，债主跟免了债。
And one was forgiven 500 denarii, and the other 50.
一个受免债50纽银，一个5纽银。
You know, one denarii is about one day's wage of average labor. So the first one was forgiven about 500 days of wage, more than 1 year's salary. The other one is 50, more than 1 month's salary.
50纽银就差不多500天的薪资，5纽银就差不多50天的薪资。在迄个时代
，And Jesus asked Simon, "Which one do you think will love the money lender more?"
耶稣问西门讲：“你想这两个受免债的人，什么人对迄个债主较感恩呢
？”Simon answered, "I suppose."
西门讲：“我想啊
，You know this. I suppose this is a.”An expression of duty, an expression of like a student answer the question of a teacher, and there's not much enthusiasm there.
这个讲我想啊，这个口气唔是讲伊安尼真诚恳、真用伊心来咧想，是敢那学生咧回答老师问题安尼无啥真愿讲啊。我想大概是安尼这款的态度。
He said, "The one that is forgiven more." You know, some Greek scholars, they studied the answer of Simon, and he said Simon's answer is pretty much a matter of responsibility, and it is a matter of politeness, and really not much excitement there.
其他方面的学者，你讲教育迄个当时的回答的口气，伊讲我咧想，也感觉咧较济，这个口气，事实上就是讲是礼貌上，敢若是无回，人问无回应袂使，安尼，但是心内一点仔都无迄个真诚伫内面。As
I was studying the passage, I realized that a lot of us, we Christians, are pretty much like Simon.
真正有时咱基督徒咱来个想。
You know, we have to come to church, right?
咱得爱来教会,
because we are Christians.
因为咱是基督徒,
and since we are in the church, we have to come to worship.
因为咱来教会, 咱得爱敬拜,
and might as well listen to pastor's sermon, because
啊,
that's what worship is supposed to do.
啊,来敬拜, 牧师讲的,得爱听, 这就是敬拜。
And then, you know, a lot of time we do this out of a matter of responsibility, duty, custom, and then we might not do it so excitingly.
基督徒就是这样啊,这是咱基督徒的责任啊,所以咱来的时,咱心里充满那个渴慕和真诚的心。
And that's probably reflected in the way that Simon was treating Jesus Christ.
所以西文那个时阵对耶稣的态度就是安尼。
You know, during that time, when a guest is coming to a dinner, three things have to be done to the guest.
照那个所在风俗，那个时代风俗，若有一个人客来厝里做人客时，有三项代志一定爱做。
The first thing is that the host has to place the hand on the guest, and then give him a kiss of peace.
第一项就是。 主人就要换手在那个人客的肩头上，给他一个平安的金水。And
then that is a mark of respect and cannot be omitted.
这是一个欢迎和尊敬的表示。And
then the second is the host has to provide water to wash the feet of the guest.
第二，就主人就爱用水甲人客洗脚。Because
in that time, it was a dusty road, and the sandal was just a sole with the straps hanging on top of the feet. So the feet is always filled of dust after you walk through the dusty road.
迄个时代路拢是土路，啊，人所穿的就是一个衬拖，一个脚底，甲顶面两条带，所以若来到厝内时，脚拢真红白沙。
And then lastly, he either burn a sweet-smelling incense in the house, or he has to put a few drops of olive oil, or even oil of rose on the head of the guest.
各一项就是，因普通会安尼烧一撮香，让迄个所在有真多香味，搁伫人家头壳顶抹橄榄油，也是甚至抹迄个玫瑰花油。
And in Simon's case, none of this were done to Jesus.
但是西文这三项拢无做。
So Jesus gave him a contrast.
所以耶稣直接给伊一个对比。
He said, "Simon, you pour no water on my feet."
西文，我礼拜时你并无给我洗脚。
Yet this sinful woman used her tears to wet my feet and used her hair to dry my feet.
但是这个是最终的妇人，伊用伊的目屎来洗我的脚，佮用伊头毛来擦。And
Simon, you gave no kisses to me when I came.
西文，我礼拜时你并无佮我斟水请安。But
this woman has not stopped kissing my feet.
但是这妇人一直斟我的脚。And
Simon, you did not anoint my head with a cheap olive oil.
西文，我礼拜时你甚至用迄个上俗的橄榄油刮抹头都无。
Yet this woman anointed my feet with the most expensive perfume.
但是妇人用上盖贵的香膏来抹我的脚。
Why is there such a big difference between the attitude of Simon and the attitude of the sinful woman?
谁那西文 甲这个有罪妇人人因的态度，这大也无同款呢。
I suspect that if we ask the question, which side are we in? What is our answer going to be?
今仔咱来想讲，我是倒一个，因两个中间是倒一个较像我。
When we come before Christ, come to His sanctuary to worship Him, what kind of attitude are we in? The Simons or the prostitute?
当咱来到圣殿里要敬拜时，咱心内态度是较像西门，还是较像这个妇人？
You know, Christians, a lot of times, we are away from the world for so long, and we are with the Christian brothers and sisters for so long that we forgot what we were like.
咱基督徒常常咱活在边边基督徒中间，咱甲迷信的世界的社会的人隔开遐久，咱真正袂记讲咱是甚么款的人。
We probably do not remember as this sinful woman was experiencing the forgiveness of God, the love of God, the grace of God, and then, the holiness of God. And that has been so distant from us.
We probably don't remember as this sinful woman was experiencing the forgiveness of God, the love of God, the grace of God, and then,
when being Christians for a while, we probably think we are quite good.
咱这个我最久了是，咱可能感觉我袂歹啊。
As I was reading 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, Paul at close to the end of his life, he wrote like this.
当我咧读的提摩太前书第一章十五节的时。天摩太在人生的到终末时，伊是安尼讲。
He said, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst."
伊讲耶稣基督降世，为着要拯救罪人。在这罪人中间，我是一个罪魁。
Paul, he was an apostle.
保罗是一个使徒。
And was coming close to the end of his wonderful ministry.How can it be true that he could come before the Lord and said, "Of all the sinners, I'm the worst"?
但是，伊来到耶稣面头前，也阁讲，我伫遮济罪人中间，我是罪魁。
Because of his understanding before the Lord, therefore he says, "I am so thankful that I am who I am."
因为心内真清楚，伊是甚么款的人。真清楚的救恩，所以真用感恩的心来到主的面前。
John Newton, the slave captain, and then who became a minister, at the end, close to the end of his long ministry, he wrote the song "Amazing Grace."
一个叫做 John Newton， 伊过去是一个奴隶船的船长，尾啊成做传教者，到伊。在一生服侍主到人生的落尾，伊写着这个《基于恩典》这首诗。
He said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see."
基于恩典。Could you read one at a time so I can translate?
Okay. It says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound."That saved a wretch like me.
救着一个这么苦恶的人，亲像我这苦恶的人。
I once was lost, but now am found.
我过去是失败，但是今麦已经找到。
Was blind, but now I see.
过去青盲，但今麦看见。
You know, how could this great saints before our Thanksgiving, even to the end of their life?
因这人会当有这款的感恩的心，遐尼啊敏感，遐尼啊迫切感恩的心，到因人生的落尾。
I think there are four reasons or four applications we learn from this story.
对于今仔所读的这经文、这故事内面，咱学四项物件，在咱的人生、咱的生活中间。
Very quickly, the first one is invite non-believers to our meetings.
第一就是咱来邀请未信者来到咱的聚会。
You know.When we have non-believers in our midst, we are reminded who we were before.
有未信者在咱中间的时，会提醒咱，咱伫未信主以前，咱是甚么款的光景。
You know, last Wednesday, there were about 10 young ladies in my home, and with one or 2 years old, about 7 or 8, crawling all over the living room.
上礼拜三有十几个太太，年轻的太太来阮厝，因拢有一岁甲两岁囡仔伫阮厝的涂骹咧爬。
And this is because some young ladies of our church, they invited the non-believers that they found in shopping centers, in schools, in parks, and they invited them and for Taiwanese 台湾小吃、飞机丸、肉羹什么一大堆东西。
啊，这受邀请来的姊妹，就是咱教会内面的姊妹，因是伫伊就伫某伫商场，还是伫公园、伫别位所当着，啊，邀请因来咱的聚会，来牧师的厝，伫遐做伙分享台湾的一挂点心。
And I have only the 炒饭 as my 便当。
啊，我干那有炒饭人食尔，因食足好。<laughs>
And then you know that that these non-believers when they experience the Christian fellowship, they were so excited, and they came back. Many of them yesterday in our 圆游会.
这微信家因来到中间，因感觉基督徒的聚会是真神奇啊，真好。所以因真侪人从咱的圆游会因过来。
And yes, last night I was in a joint meeting of two of our small group meetings.
昨我也去参加咱的两个小组的聚会。
And it is fascinating. Every time I go, I always see new non-believers there.
我特别去，拢看到有新的比信者在中间，我感觉真好。
And those non-believers, they were so exciting when they saw how good the Christian fellowship is.
这比信者在小组的中间，因感觉讲哦，这基督徒的聚会是足好。
And that refreshed our minds that we were just like that. So we will not become arrogant, become accustomed to the religious circle, and become insensitive to thanksgiving spirit.
So in
So invite your non-believer friends to this coming Wednesday, 6 o'clock, we have a potluck dinner.
所以请咱伫咱拜三，咱有迄个感恩节的晚餐趴落，请咱邀请比信者的朋友来到咱中间。
And we have four Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International. They will present a wonderful program for us.
迄人食饭了时，转会也有真好的节目。
And the second lesson we need to learn is that Christ asked Simon a question.
第二就是讲，耶稣问西门一个问题。
Christ said, "Do you see this woman?" Verse 44.
第四十七节，耶稣问西门讲：“你敢有看到这个妇人？”
Jesus' question for Simon is also Jesus' question for us. Do you see this woman?
耶稣问西门这个问题，伊今仔日也咧问咱：“你敢有看到这个妇人？”
Of course, Simon did see this woman.
当然，西门有看到这个妇人。
Simon said, "If this man were not a prophet, otherwise, he would know the one who is touching him is a sinner."
当然，西门有看到，西门搁心内就问讲：这个人一定不是神的，伊那是一定知影这个帮伊的人是什么人，是一个罪人。
You know, Simon's sight of this woman, full of the experience of her past.
西门所看到的是这个妇人的过去。
But he could not see what this woman can become. And Jesus looked at her totally different. Jesus not only affirmed her forgiveness, but Jesus proclaimed that, "Woman, your sins are forgiven." If Jesus was not in Simon's house, I would bet Simon would not allow that woman to come into his house.
我相信今天若不是耶稣在西门的厝内，西门绝对不容允这个妇人能入来到耶稣。
But Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven."
但是耶稣跟他说，你的罪已经在下面。
The Holy Spirit even inspired the author to write down this story.
圣灵来感动圣经的作者来写这个故事。
So that we may read.
所以咱来看，咱就知影。
And so, you know, we need to look at the value of a soul in a non-believer's heart, and then we need to bring that person to Christ, and then that person will be totally different.
咱爱有迄个眼光，会当看到一个迷信者伊的灵魂的价值。咱会当有迄个心来带着迷信者来到主的面头前，因咱得到救恩。
Think about what we were like before.
咱想看咱伫迷信主以前，咱是甚么款的人。
And then bring those people who are like our past, bring them along so that they can become what we are today.
咱会当带着亲像咱过去的人来到主的面头前，互因会当得到救恩。
The third thing is that this woman, when she expresses her thanksgiving, she expresses without reservation.
第三项，当这妇人人伊向耶稣表达伊的感恩的时，伊也是专将伊专心拢表出来，一点啊保留都无。
And this type of testimony affects the heart of people.
以这款的行为，这款的见证来影响到咱的心。
And we're going to enjoy a testimony after the sermon.
咱这个讲得了时，有一个见证，咱当来做来分享。
And it is the true pouring out of ourselves before the Lord that let people see what we truly are, and then we can come before the Lord with a true thanksgiving.
咱会当来到主的面前，将咱家己拢变空，变伫主的脚前，互咱知影，互人看见讲咱是甚么款的人，也是咱看见咱有何等大的恩典。
And lastly, let us be reminded that.Do not isolate ourselves from the non-believers, because that is the purpose of a church in the community.
最后，我要跟咱大家互相来勉励，就是讲，咱唔通在咱生活中甲迷信者来隔绝，哦，咱得邀请迷信者来到咱中间，因为教会就是安尼，教会目的就是要互人来这得到救恩。
Let us pray.
咱最后来祈祷，
请你祈祷，用台语来说。
亲爱的主，我很感谢你，搁一摆借着。这个在西门厝的妇人人的伊的心，甲伊悔改，甲伊感恩的态度来提醒阮，所以阮恳求你，搁一摆来洁净阮，搁一摆用你的灵来充满阮，互阮有个有一个软弱，有一个敏感的心，对你的听，有一个敏感的心，有一个感恩的心。特别是这感恩的这期，所以恳求你也帮助阮的兄弟姊妹，真正会当目睭看阮的周围，看到也被信主的人。因的需要，主要真正为因祈祷，传来到你面前，愿你施恩赐福，来保守你的百姓，保守你的教会，恳求祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
感谢主。
Praise God。
当我刚刚听到牧师的信息的时候，我想到我自己就是那个有罪的妇人。
When I listened to Pastor's message this morning, I reminded myself that I was the sinful woman.
我每次做见证的时候，就求神不要让我掉眼泪。
Every time I give a testimony, I ask the Lord that I would not be shedding my tears.
因为我每次到神面前，我就会掉眼泪。
Because every time I come before the Lord, I would be shedding my tears.
因为我曾经欠人很多钱。
Because in the past, I used to owe a lot of debt.
所以我可以体会到。当一个债主对你说你的债不用还的时候，你的心里那种感恩。
So I understand what's it like when God says your debt is forgiven and that kind of thankfulness in my heart.
不是说我欠人的债不用还。
It's not that when I owe the debt that I do not need to return.
而是说我来到主的面前，想到我得罪人、得罪神、得罪自己这么多的罪，但是神对我说。
Because every time I come before the Lord and I'm reminded of how much debt I owe to God and to the people around me, and God come, He would just speak to me.
他说你的债不用还了，因为我在十字架上已经通通替你还了。
And He says the cross is sufficient. I pay all the debt for you.
我就会掉眼泪。
And that's when I start tearing.
感谢主，今天能够在这个地方来数算神在我身上的恩典。
I want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity so I can count my blessings in my life.
上帝是又真又活的神。
God is truly indeed alive and a true God.
无论谁，凡是愿意来信靠他的，没有一个会被撇开。
Anyone who is willing to come and believe in Him will not be cast away.
他会医治忧伤破碎的心灵。
He will be healing all the brokenness of your hearts.
小的时候，因为我在学校的成绩很好，老师和同学都把我捧在手心中。
When I was a child, I was a good student, and all the friends and teachers all kind of huddled around me.
所以我里面有一个很大的骄傲，但是其实我又很自卑。
Deep inside of me, I had a pride, but then within it, there's a certain kind of insecurity.
因为我怕人知道我有一个不完全的家庭，只有妈妈，没有爸爸。
Because I do not want others to know that I have an incomplete family. All I have is a mother without a father.
我很怕别人叫爸爸，也怕别人问我爸爸在哪里。
And I'm afraid that people will ask me where's my dad. And when people call out to father, I have certain fears.
因为我不知道他在哪里，他长什么样子，他做什么。
Because I don't know where he's at, and I don't know what he does.
他知不知道有我呢？他想不想我呢？
Does he know me? Does he think about me?
我很想看他，但是我不知道去哪里去寻找他。
I want to find him, but I don't know where to look.
有人跟我讲说，我的爸爸爱赌博。
Some people said to me that my father liked to gamble.
从我还没出世，我妈妈跟爸爸就已经分开了。
Before I was born, my parents were separated.
从出生到大，我从来没有见过他的面。
Until birth, until adulthood, I never seen him face to face.
这是我心中很大的遗憾。
That's a great regret in my life.
妈妈因为没有丈夫，生活很苦，也很不快乐。
My mother, because without a husband, her life is full of toils and she's full of sadness.
但是她很爱我，对我的要求很严格。
But she loved me very much and she gave strict requirements for my life.
从小我对妈妈就有一股很深的惧怕。
Ever since I was young, I have had this tremendous fear toward my mother.
妈妈辛苦赚钱养我，供我上学，但是家里很穷。
She worked hard and providing for the family, but we were very poor.
我记得小的时候，每当下雨，屋顶就会漏水，漏到床上来，我们整晚都不能睡觉。
I remember when I was a child, when there was rain, the rain would just sip through the roof and fall on the bed, and then we have a hard time sleeping at night.
所以从小我就有两个很大的愿望。
And then ever since I was a child, I had these two great desires in my life.
第一个愿望是能够追求世界上的成功。
One is to attain success in the world's perspective.
使我妈妈能够脱离贫困的生活。
So that my life would exit poverty.
第二个愿望是寻找人间的爱。
Second was to look for love in this world.
来补足我没有父亲的遗憾。
To satisfy the regret that I have without a father.
大学毕业隔天，我就结婚，随着丈夫到美国来追求美国梦。
The day after graduation from college, I got married and came to America with my husband to seek the American dream.
一到了美国，我就开始经营旅行社。
And when I came to America, we began to manage a travel agency.
隔年，我的先生买了一家餐厅，一家很高级的餐厅，但是却开在很贫穷的地区。
The next year, we opened up a restaurant, a very fancy restaurant in a very poor neighborhood.
但是管理不善，在短短一年内就欠下了百万美金。
However, due to poor management, we were in grave debt in such a short amount of time, in millions.
对一个大学生来说，百万美元是一笔很大的数字。
To a college graduate, this is a tremendous amount of debt.
我不知道何年何月可以还完。
I don't know when I was be able to pay back the debt.
在欠债累累、人生的绝路时，我遇见了上帝。
Under so much debt, I got to know Christ.
那天早晨，我觉得我已经来到人生的尽头，不知道如何再走下去。
That morning, I felt like I came to men's ends. I didn't know how to pursue my life any further.
突然有个声音对我说。
Then all of a sudden, there was a voice speaking to me.
他说，我是始无变有的神。
And the voice says that I am the God who's unchanging.
我是死人复活的神。
I'm a God who's raised people from death.
你要来信靠我。
You gotta come and believe me.
我仿佛是从死亡的悬崖上被救回来，找到了生命的依靠一样。
As if I was on the cliff and I was about to fall off, but the Lord saved me.
我对他说。
And I said to him,
若你是那死无变有的神，求你引领我前面的路。
If you're the God who's never changing, I want you to lead me in my path in the future.
我愿意信靠你。
I want to believe in you.
从那以后。
From that point forward,
神用他的恩典，也用他各样的神迹奇事来保守与祝福我。
God through His grace and through many miraculous things, God has blessed me.
我记得当时因为债务太大，每天银行都会通知我户头缺钱，若是我不补足，那个支票就会退掉。
But because of the debt that was in, every day would be called by the bank, that constantly reminding us how much money we are in debt.
因为数字很大，常常都是三万五万。
And a lot of times when writing the checks, they might be bouncing. The check might bounce because around $30,000 or $50,000 sometimes.
那是大约二十二三年前。
That was about 20, 23 years ago.
我不知道哪里再去找钱或者去借钱。
I don't know where to go to find money or find lenders for the money.
我就想到神可以帮我。
Then I thought about how God could help me.
我就求神帮助我，不要让支票跳掉，一张都不要，免得我失去你的见证。
And I asked God, I said, God, I do not want to bounce the checks. I do not want to do this. Otherwise, I will lose testimony for you.
神就奇妙的兴起环境，使许多的人拿钱，甚至排队来我公司买票。
And then God somehow raised up a lot of people, and they will come to my travel agency buy purchase tickets for me.
从早到晚，我就将客人所给我的钱收集起来，然后在银行还没有关门之前存进去。
From morning till dawn and then tonight, and I would be taking the deposit of all the money that I collected and pay, bring it to the bank to deposit.
每一天那个钱都刚刚好是银行通知我缺的钱。
And then every day would be just sufficient to pay for the debt that I was in.
过了今天还有明天。
And after today, there will also be tomorrow.
然后再等银行通知欠多少，再等神的恩典供应。
Next day, I will be waiting for the bank to tell me how much more I need for the day, and then I will be waiting for the Lord to provide.
每一天都刚刚好。
Every day was just sufficient.
我记得有一天，生意还是很好。
And there was a good business that day.
那一天银行通知我缺三万块钱。
And that day, the bank called me that we needed $30,000.
但是没有人拿钱来付款。
But nobody brought money to pay for the tickets that day.
我不知道怎么办，已经快要银行快要关了。
I didn't know what to do, and then the bank was about to close that day.
就在下午的时候，有一对弟兄姊妹走进我的办公室。
But in the afternoon, there was a brother and sister came into my office that day.
他说 ，Jenny， 你可不可以帮我一个忙
？And said that Jenny, would you be able to help me with this one thing?
他说我这里有三万块钱，我们刚从香港来，我们还没有申请到 Social Security。
I have $30,000 here. We just came from Hong Kong. We have not yet applied for Social Security.
所以我们不能用我们的名字存钱，可不可以用你的名字把我们的三万块存在你的名下？
And then, could we use your name to open up an account because we do not have Social Security to open up account and deposit under your name?
我的心充满感恩。
And then in my heart, I was full of thanksgiving.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
他使用这对夫妻，他们以为我帮他，其实神使用他们来帮我。
And they probably thought that I was helping them, but in reality, I was being helped by them.
就这样，一天一天，一个月一个月，一年一年。
Because of this, day after day, year after years.
过了10年。
10 years later.
我每天仰望他，他每天供应我。
I depended on God, and then God provided.
这样子将我的债务能够还完，也感谢神的保守，我没有跳过人一张支票。I
was able to pay up all the debt. I never bounced a check.
神使我在各个人面前，在航空公司，在债主，在银行，在所有人面前都蒙恩。Before
the bankers, before the lenders, before all the people that work with me in the travel agency, that I received many blessings.
马太福音11:28说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。”Matthew
11:28 says, "Anyone who's heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest."
就在餐厅失败的时候，我的儿子出生。During
the time when the restaurant business failed, my son, I gave birth to my son.
我的妈妈从台湾来帮我坐月子。My
mom came to America to take care of my son for me.
当时很落魄，我和先生去睡在公司的地板。During
that time, we were pretty poor, and my husband had to stay in the office and sleep on the floor.
我的妈妈和婴儿就居住在一对非常爱我们的弟兄姊妹家里。And
my mom lived in with my baby in a dear brothers and their family.
在凄凄惨惨中过了6个月后，她回了台湾。
During all this difficulty, for 6 months, she went back to Taiwan.
有一天，妈妈突然打电话给我。One
day, she called me out of nowhere.
她对我说。And
she said,
我要受洗了。I
want to be baptized.
我很惊讶又很喜乐。I
was very surprised and very joyful.
他跟我说家中的老祖母很生气，骂他背主不孝，又说我们家世世代代没有人这样子做。
And she said the grandma was very upset because no one ever believed in Christ and that this is the first time anyone ever kind of betrayed their faith.
但是我很惊讶地看见妈妈意志坚定地请牧师到家里驱除偶像。
But I can also see the determination in the heart of my mother how she invited the pastor to come home and rid of all the idols in her house.
我想妈妈一生愁苦担重担。
And I thought about how my mother suffered so much throughout her life.
但是却在我们最软弱、最落魄的时候遇见耶稣。
Yet in our destitute situation that we met Christ.
这真的是奇妙的恩典。
And this is truly amazing grace.
得救了之后，我发觉我和我妈妈都改变了。
After being saved, I noticed my mother and myself, we all changed.
我不再对她有惧怕。
I no longer have fear toward her.
我也可以跟他讲我心里的话。
And I was able to share with her the joy is in my heart.
而且他也不再说沮丧或苦毒的话了。
She no longer speak of bitterness and her sadness.
我们可以沟通，我们讲同样的语言。
We're able to communicate, speak on the same language.
神奇妙的医治我跟我妈妈之间的关系。
How God miraculously worked in Eliza's relationship between myself and my mother.
信主多年以后，我的工作和生活渐渐稳定。
And after believing Christ for some time, my work has stabilized.
我又经历人生另一次更大的风浪。
And another turmoil came in my life.
我所追求人间的爱破碎了。
The love that I was seeking broke.
我觉得自己就像一双被丢弃的破鞋。
I felt like I was a old shoe that was thrown away.
世界弃我，我也自卑到了极点。
I felt that the world has abandoned me, and I was abandoning myself.
那天主日的早晨，我刻意躲避的走进一家不认识我的教会。
That Sunday morning, I intentionally went into a church I'm not familiar with.
牧师正在讲台上讲道。
The pastor was speaking on the pulpit.
他突然停下来说。
And he paused and said,
他说神有感动我要说鼓励和安慰的话。
He said, God has touched me to say some encouraging words.
弟兄姊妹很惊讶。
And all the brothers and sisters were surprised.
但是我的眼泪就掉了下来。
But at that moment, my tears came out.
他叫我站起来。
Because the pastor asked me to stand up.
他对我说。
And he said to me,
他说我是信实的神。
And he says, God is a faithful God.
他说孩子我没有离弃你。
And he says, child, I have not abandoned you.
他说：“我知道你的痛苦。
”I know your heartache.
你要回到我的面前来。
And you will come to me.
我就是你的安慰。
And I will give you rest.
我说：“我根本不看不见你，我也摸不到你。
”And at that time, I said, I cannot see you, and I cannot touch you, God.
但是你却看见我的眼泪，听着我的呼求。
Yet you have seen my tears, and you heard my cry.
刹那间，神的爱充满在我的里面。
At that instant, my heart was full of gratitude.
在那一段痛苦的日子里边
，During those times of desperate situation,
我没有人可以倾诉。
I have no one to call to.
唯一可以倾诉的就是神。
The only person I can call out to is God.
但是我每一天都对他埋怨。
But every day I complain to Him.
我跟他 argue.
I argue with God.
用我的口得罪他。
Because in my mouth I dishonored him.
但是圣经说
But the Bible tells me.
他说神将水浇灌那口渴的人。
God give water to those who are thirsty.
江河浇灌干旱之地。
The streams satisfy the desolate land.
他为自己的缘故涂抹我的过犯。
He will use his own purpose to cover my sins.
不纪念我的过不纪念我的罪恶。
And will blot out my sins.
从那之后，所有的愤怒，在我里面的愤怒、苦毒、怨恨
，And all the anger and bitterness at the time,
全部消失了
，dissipated.
只有饶恕、赦免和爱
，only forgiveness and the love of God.
我想，若是连神连我这样子用口得罪他这么败坏的人都能够赦免 那还有什么不能赦免的呢
If God can forgive a person who's also sinned against him using my mouth, who else could God not forgive?
在我的婚姻产生变故之后
Ever since my marriage went into a disarray,
我发觉我的孩子开始变得乖僻
I noticed there's some changes in my child.
从一个活泼快乐的孩子变成寡言，不爱与人谈话。
And from someone who used to be joyful, happy, until to someone who doesn't want to speak.
但是我每天忙碌的工作，我没有时间陪他。
During the time I was really busy with work and I have no time to spend with my child.
一个单亲的家庭最不够的就是时间。
From a single parent family, what we desperately need is time.
我不知道该如何来面对排山倒海的工作和问题。
I don't know how to confront the troubles and the difficulties of work.
虽然生意很成功，但是我没有存款。
Even though the business was quite successful, but I have no savings.
我想要舍生意，但是生活怎么办？
I want to do.
我想要把工作去掉。
I want to get rid of the job, but then how do we live?
但是如果我不工作的话，孩子怎么办
？But if I don't work, how would I raise my child?
我就到神的面前来祷告。
So I come before the Lord and prayed.
我求神引领我前面的路。
And I ask the Lord to lead my path.
奇妙，他给我一句话。
And then mysteriously, he gave me these words.
他说，你的孩子才是你的工作。
He says, your child is your work.
不论我走到哪里。
No matter where you go.
他就是给我一句话。
He's always giving me words.
他说，你的孩子才是你的工作。
He says, your child is your work.
我说好，我愿意用事业来换孩子的幸福。
And then I said, I'm willing to sacrifice my work for my child's love for his family.
但是我求神给我一个印证。
But I want to get a confirmation from you, Lord.
我需要一笔孩子的生活费和大学教育基金。
I need a amount of money to satisfy our living expenses, also future for college scholarship.
非常的奇妙，在那年的年底，神奇妙的供应我，使我赚了很多的钱。
And that year, at the end of the year, I made a lot of money.
不但能够把我先生所欠的信用卡的债全部还完。
Not only was I able to pay off all the debt that my ex-husband incurred,
把房子付清
，pay off the debt for the house，
还留下了一笔孩子的生活费和大学教育金
，and living expense and also for future college expenses。
我就知道神确实是信实的神。
Then I realized that God is truly faithful。
他会负我一切的责任。
He will take all responsibility for my life。
于是我就把旅行社处理掉，专心做一个全职的妈妈。
Then I took care of the business by closing it, and I became a full-time mom.
陪着孩子走过高中那四年的青少年期。
And I went through the youth stage and all the high school with my son, my child.
我正是看到神奇妙的工作和祝福。
And I realized how mysteriously God worked this time together and His blessings.
孩子从愤怒，从乖僻。到温柔体贴
from bitterness and withdrawn and all to that there's a good relationship between us.
从只会回答一句话叫 no 到一个 sentence.
From only one word no to a complete sentence response to me.
到跟我无话不谈的好朋友
We become such a good friend.
我求神医治我和我孩子之间的关系。
I pray that God will heal the relationship that I have with my child.
接着祷告，我看见圣灵一步一步的引领这个孩子，改变他。
And through the Holy Spirit, God was working through this child.
在与孩子相处的时候，我学到了一个功课。
And through this time, spending time with my child, I've learned this lesson.
小的时候，妈妈用严厉的管教来爱我。
My mom used, discipline to take care of me, strong discipline to take care of me.
所以长大以后，我也用同样的方式来爱我的孩子。
And I did the same thing to love my child.
但是神告诉我。
But God taught me.
你就爱他。
You just need to love him.
一味的爱他。
Just love.
无条件的爱他。
Unconditionally.
就像我爱你一样。
Just like I love you.
我借着祷告求圣灵来教导我如何来爱我的孩子。
And I through prayer and I ask God to teach me how to love my child.
我就发现原来生养教导孩子不是从上一代的学习来的。
And then I realized that parenting is not something we learn from our previous generations.
而是从神的话和圣灵的教导来的。
We need to learn from the Word of God and also through the Holy Spirit.
奇妙的看见孩子一天一天的改变，我真是感恩。
Mysteriously, I began to see the change in my child daily.
让我体会到原来爱会带来顺服和教导。
Then I realized love can bring about obedience and also strong teaching.
那个改变的力量远远超过从管教带来爱。
And that transformation is far outweighs the strong discipline.
4年以后，孩子成绩优秀的从高中毕业。
4 years ago, my child graduated from high school.
而且顺利的进入大学。
And went into college.
他今年毕业。
Graduated from college this year.
正准备进入医学院。
And will be going into medical school.
以赛亚书提到说。
Isaiah reminds us.
上帝拣选我们，造我们。
God has chosen us, He's created us, so that we can be His testimony, so that we can speak of His goodness and His greatness. And this trip to Taiwan has indeed been an amazing grace for us. And Pastor Zhuang, because of his words, he basically sparked a desire in my heart to look for my father. He said, I can help you look for your father.
我说好，我真是没有想到，我盼望了这么多年，竟然重新给我一次机会。
I said, this is something I hoped for such a long time, and gave me this one more opportunity.
神会为那信靠他的人预备道路。
God will provide a way for those who trust in Him.
神真的很奇妙。
God is mysterious.
当我们去 户政事务所找资料的时候。
So as we're looking for information on my father.
那个资料到我父亲在1980年过世，资料就断了。
And ever since 1980, 过世。
对。
So he passed away, that information is no more.
对。 我就在想，再来的26年，我不知道他们家住在哪里。I
don't know his family for that 26 years after his death.
我只能够祷告求神带领。I
can only pray and so that God will lead.
我带着一个试试看的心理，照着旧地址去寻找。So
I went to the old address that he had and started looking.
神真的很奇妙。
But God was wonderful.
他们已经搬了很多次的家。
They moved several times already at the time.
但是就在那短短的3-4天内。
But within the 3-4 days I was there.
神把我要找的人带到我的面前来。
God brought the person I was looking for.
使我能够在我坐飞机离开台湾到美国的那一天早晨。
So then the morning before I came back to America.
我能够见到我同父异母的弟弟。
So I was able to see my stepbrother.
而且也看到了我50年来没有见过父亲的照片。
And I was able to see my father, someone I've never seen before.
真是神的恩典。Picture
of my father's that I've never seen before. This is all because of God's grace.
是他十字架上的爱拯救了我。
Because of love on the cross.
也是他那双钉痕的手。
And because of the nails in the hands.
缠裹了我的伤痕。
And basically he wiped away my scars.
重建了我破碎的人生。
Rebuilt my life.
在极艰难的时候。
During such difficult times.
我曾经问主说。
I've asked the Lord.
为什么你会让我遇到这样的事情?
Why would you cause me to go through such turmoil?
主就用哥林多后书1章4节来回答我。
And God answered me from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4.
他上头说，我们在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们。
In through all trials, He comforts us.
叫我们能够用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So that through it we might be able to comfort others.
神是奇妙的神。
God is a God who's wonderful, amazing.
他也确实用我各阶段的生命经历来鼓励安慰了一些弟兄姊妹。
Through many different phases in my life, He's comforted many people.
上帝的恩典真是述说不尽。
God's grace is something we cannot be able to express.
全是恩典。
It's all because of His grace.
艰难是恩典。
Tough times are because of grace.
困苦是恩典。
Trials are because of grace.
喜乐是恩典。
Joy is grace.
能够与大家相遇, 一同来服侍是恩典。
To meet one another and work together in Christ is grace.
能够来分享更是恩典。
To be able to share is grace.
谢谢你们用神所赐给你们的爱来爱我。
I want to thank you for the love that God has given you to love me.
也使我能够参与这次的宣教事工。
And I want to thank God for this opportunity to join in the missions.
让我再一次尝到天父那丰盛又完全的爱。
To experience the abundance of God's grace once again.
愿意将这些恩典献给神。
I want to give all this grace back to God.
愿荣耀献给神。
May God be the glory.
也愿上帝祝福你们。
May God bless all of you.
The God of the Bible,
圣经里面的上帝,
is also the God of Jenny,
也是咱Jenny姊妹的上帝,
and He is also the God of all of us here today.
也是咱每一个人, 今天这些每一个人的上帝,